From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. has diplomatic words for China's moves in the South China Sea. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry directly called on China Thursday to stop building artificial islands in the South China Sea and halt construction efforts on disputed lands. During a regional forum of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, in Malaysia this week, diplomats again struggled to agree on a joint statement on the territorial dispute. Kerry called it essential to maintain freedom of navigation and overflight in the region.
I reiterated America's strong support for freedom of navigation, overflight, and other lawful uses of the sea. These rights, I would remind everybody, are universal rights, and they must be respected by every nation, large and small.
Kerry urged the countries to commit to stop the construction and militarization of features in the region to lower tensions. China, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and the Philippines have overlapping claims in the remote seas that are vital shipping lanes and fishing grounds. But this year, Beijing rapidly ramped up land reclamation efforts and built an airstrip to shore up its claim. Wednesday, China's foreign minister said his country had stopped its land reclamation projects on the waterway. Kerry says he hopes that's true, but he's not confirmed it. Kerry also said that he and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke about an agreement to investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Kerry said they agreed on the language of a new UN Security Council resolution that would lead to investigations into who is responsible for the attacks. And he believes, he says, the process will allow investigators to hold perpetrators accountable. VOA News. Media reports in Saudi Arabia say at least 17 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in the southern part of the kingdom. The Saudi state television station El Akbariya said the explosion took place Thursday as worshippers were praying at a mosque used by Saudi security forces in the southern city of Aba. No further details were immediately available. An Afghan military helicopter crashed in a remote region of the southern Zabul province on Thursday, killing 17 soldiers, including five crew members. Police say the cause of the crash is not yet known and is under investigation. The defense ministry said the crash appeared to have been caused by a technical problem, without elaborating. Asaf Aman, the defense ministry's chief of operations, described it as the worst calamity to hit the Air Force. He confirmed the casualty figure and said the dead included a unit commander and 11 soldiers, as well as members of the crew. The Afghan military has been fighting the Taliban-led insurgency alone since U.S. and NATO forces concluded their combat mission at the end of last year. Malaysia's transport minister says additional airplane parts have been located on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where a piece of the wing from the missing Malaysian jetliner was recovered last week. However, Liu Tiang did not say the seat cushions, window panes, and other debris belonged to Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370. Earlier Thursday, Malaysia's prime minister confirmed that the piece of an airplane wing found did belong to Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370, even as additional analyses are set for later Thursday. A French prosecutor, however, said additional analysis will take place Thursday at a Paris laboratory to confirm the strong presumption that the wing part does belong to MH370. It's unclear when those results will be available. Relatives of some of the 239 passengers and crew say one piece of a wing will not bring them closure. Malaysia's prime minister is promising the families the government will not stop until they learn what caused Flight MH370 to crash. The death toll from the largest outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in New York City now stands at 8. New York City health officials say 97 people have been diagnosed with the bacterial disease since the outbreak was first detected last month. 92 people were hospitalized and 48 have been treated and released. Authorities say the 8 people who died were older adults who had previous medical problems. The current outbreak has been traced to 5 cooling towers in the Bronx, which have since been decontaminated. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said earlier this week that new legislation requiring inspections would be presented this week.
That's the latest world news from VOA.